Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Dr. Keene, there's a report that was released recently where there's a significant shortage of veterinarians, not just here locally in Western New York, but just across the nation for that matter. Just wanted to get your thoughts overall in terms of what you've seen, what you've heard in terms of the shortages when it comes to veterinarians across the spectrum.
Yeah, so we are finding that we're running into some shortages. The industry is, it's tough. We're seeing a larger demand than there had been in the past. We're seeing, you know, kind of the same number of veterinarians coming out of vet school. And so obviously those numbers aren't quite, they haven't quite caught up. And so locally, you know, we're doing okay in Western New York, but we definitely have some, you know, increased demand. We do also have some of the areas that are more concerning are underserved populations. So that's where, here at the SPCA, that's kind of why we target, you know, a different population of people that need help. But it's really kind of across the board. It's specialists, general practitioners, shelter medicine, pretty much everything across the board is starting to see lower numbers.
Why do you think that maybe we are seeing such a shortage in terms of just the numbers? Because when I was talking to one vet yesterday, he said, the graduating numbers are still high, but at the same point, the need is still there, and you know, there's just not the numbers to sufficiently be able to keep up.
Yeah, I always hate to go back to COVID. COVID actually put us in a very odd situation. We pretty much asked the community to take on more animals, with a decrease in service availability. And the community was great, and they really accepted that challenge. However, because the services weren't there, the preventative medicine wasn't available. The spay-neuter services weren't available. And so we've seen actually a population boom of animals that now need homes or need care, and we're not seeing the same boom in veterinarians coming out of school.
So how have these shortages, I know that the SPCA is maybe a little different from maybe your mm-hmm. private practice veterinary service, but how has the shortage of veterinarians, in your opinion, at least affected how people get the care they need for their pets?
So I would say the biggest impact I've seen is really this access to care. So the basic preventative medicine services have just been unavailable for a lot of people. Basic vaccinations, again, spay-neuter services, things that if left unmanaged or untreated or as a preventative, so vaccines, spay-neuter actually prevent a lot of disease processes. If you don't have those basic services, you actually are going to see an increase in the those emergencies and those illnesses that were very preventable, but now we're seeing a lot more of those cases. Dogs for spay-neuter, female dogs, they can have an emergency situation called a pyometra, and it's an infection of the uterus, and it can be life or death. And unfortunately, currently, if you go to the emergency clinic, you might get an estimate for $3,000 to $6,000 for that surgery, where the original spay or neuter might have cost you $300 to $500 previously. So it's definitely a emergency situation for the pet, but also for the person, that's a major expense.
So what are the differences that maybe you've noticed in terms of shortages in veterinarians between small animal practices versus, say, large animal practices, and just how that's affecting everything?
So for a variety of reasons, a lot of people end up in the small animal realm. It's a slightly more predictable work schedule. It's indoors, especially in Western New York. You're not out in the middle of the winter, doing that type of work. The large animal, they're very necessary for all of our livestock, all of our hobby farms. And so our food supply is also, potentially in danger if we don't have enough veterinarians to serve those large animal clients.
What about veterinarians working in the private practice versus, say, something similar to here at the SPCA, mm-hmm. which is the shelter care medicine setting?
Yeah, so practitioners in general practice right now are really facing just that increased demand. More and more people need to get in. There's less and less staff available to see them. It may take you weeks to months to get an appointment with your veterinarian, whereas previously you were able to get kind of a same-day appointment. That has opened up kind of this urgent care type practice model that is popular in human medicine. We just don't have enough veterinarians to actually staff these urgent cares. And so that's really causing this disconnect between the general practitioners and that urgent care, trying to get them seen in a timely manner.
What are some of the possible solutions that maybe you feel could try to help curb the shortage of veterinarians just across the board? I know that maybe there might be something that won't immediately solve it, but maybe something that could be done to kind of solve it over the long run.
Sure. So one is making sure that basic services are available and affordable. So that's something that here at the SPCA, we are working towards helping the community get access to those basic services. But in general practice, all over across the board, utilizing our veterinary technicians, we need those credentialed. They went to school for this, they're licensed, they can do this. We need them to actually do what they went to school for. In a lot of cases, that they're very underutilized. There are some people right now that are interested in creating a mid-level practitioner, so kind of the equivalent of a physician's assistant. A lot of mixed thoughts on that right now. Might it be something that down the road we, might work for us? Possibly. But realistically, those basic services, utilizing our technicians, increasing efficiency, increasing education mm-hmm. for clients, really just getting that information out there to say, this is what you need to do, this is how to keep your pet healthy, and how to keep them out of our office.
Very good. Dr. Keene, is there anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
We actually work closely with a lot of the practitioners in the area to try and make sure that they have the skills, especially for spay-neuter. So we frequently have veterinarians in the local area that will come here and help hone their skills a little bit so that they can help be more efficient in that practice out in their regular practice. And then we work very cohesively with those groups or with the other veterinarians in the area to help maybe take that client that really needs that extra financial assistance and then help get them healthy and get them back to their regular practice. For students who might be interested in getting into this, really it's just get involved, volunteer, shadow, and then just take all the opportunities you get. There's a lot in Western New York that's pretty available in terms of opportunities to get involved.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.